Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It is a Tuesday morning, the bliss of marriage with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and my beloved honorable Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Well, let's welcome my engineer, that is Brother Tobella. Let's welcome all the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asman, and let's welcome all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, being today the 11th of June 2019, which is also the 7th of Shawwal 1440. Every Tuesdays between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, the bliss of marriage, part one, and part two, of course, Wednesdays between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. I received a message from, of course, one of our presenters, Haji Yusuf Ali. He says, Maulana, please request for dua for little Amara Khan. Make sure that it is on the bliss of marriage. Please, Maulana, she is in grade 4 student at Al-Aqsa School. She's going for an operation today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant little Amara Khan shifau kamilan, ajilan, daiman, mustamiran, inshallah. Little Amara, we're making dua for you. Myself, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah, and of course, our beloved Haji Yusuf Ali. Allah ta'ala grant you a speedy recovery, inshallah. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Let's go to our beloved honorable Ustad Fadilatu Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وعرفات جزاك الله خيرا.
Hussein, let's begin, inshallah. I received this message this morning. It says, have been wanting this question for someone. Are there any du'as or surahs to read for a marriage to work well, as in the couple having a lot of problems caused by others in the family, Ustad? The guy is easily influenced by the mother and sister. What lies? That's the issue, Ustad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before I respond, we need to place on record our sincerest thanks and appreciation to Maulana Salim Kareem of Ladysmith that he helped us and assisted us so much during my absence and on other occasions as well. May Almighty Allah reward you, Maulana Salim Kareem, your family, and Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyah. Barakallahu feekum. Okay, here we have a typical scenario. There is a couple and there is outside interference, and then the husband seems to be getting very easily influenced. So what should you read, O wife? Read these three verses. Number one, Surah 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Ya Allah, my matters, my affairs, I hand over to you. Verily, Allah is all observing over the servants. When you read that abundantly, Almighty Allah states, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. In the very next verse, Surah 40, verse 45, Allah will protect you from the evil those people are scheming, plotting and planning against you. Similarly, read Surah 29, verse 30, that is, Rabbin surni alal qawm al mufsideen, the dua of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, chapter 29, verse 30, Ya Allah, assist me against the troublemakers, mischief makers, and then yourself also. We can't blame a husband or outside forces only. We also have shortcomings. So read, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin, abundantly. And all the worry, sorry, anxiety, Almighty Allah will remove. And read, Ya wadudu, Ya wadudu, Ya wadud, abundantly. Allah will create love and unite both of you with your children, inshallah.
Ustad, we go to, this is from the Bale Park, Mufti Sab, does Islam accept adoption of children? We want to adopt, Ustad.
A couple are married and now 5, 10, 20 years. This morning somebody phoned me, subhanallah, after 15 years his daughter gave birth to first baby. So he was elated and excited. So mashallah, the qudrat and power of Almighty Allah, there's no limitation there. Everything by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is unlimited. And everything by me and you is limited. So that is the difference. So if you want to adopt after 10, 15, 20, 30 years of marriage, nothing happening the conventional way, it is permissible, but not the Western system, the Islamic system. What do we mean by this? Now you, ABC, husband, XYZ, wife, you want to adopt this baby. So in the Western system, the child will be registered on your name, your surname. Islamically, that is haram and not permissible. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 5. Almighty Allah teaches us regarding adopted children. Ud'uhum li'aba'ihim huwa aqsatu indallah. Call them by their biological father's name. That is justice by Allah. فَإِلَّمْ تَعْلَمُ آبَاءَهُمْ. Sometimes you don't even know the father because from an orphanage or what have you. فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. They are your brother's religion. So they say Zayd the son of Islam or Zainab the daughter of Islam. Words like that you can use. So that's the first issue. So you cannot register on your name or your surname. That's not permissible. Second issue regarding inheritance. Remember, the adopted child will not inherit from the adopted parents and vice versa. Adopted parents will not inherit from the adopted child. So to easily solve this problem, in Islam we have burial, funeral expenses first, thereafter the deaths of the deceased, and thereafter wasiya to bequeath. So you bequeath for non-heirs. So you, the adopted father, adopted mother, you can then use this clause and say that you want to bequeath and make wasiya up to 1/3, 10, 20, 25, 30% for this adopted child. So that would be permissible. The third issue will be regarding hijab and parda. So when you bring a daughter, then when she grows up, between her and you, the father, adopted father, hijab, parda will be compulsory. If you bring a son, then between him and your door wife, so there will be hijab, parda. To circumvent that and solve this problem, so make sure you adopt a baby who is 6 months, 3 months, 1 year old. Then you, the wife, so you take some medication, tablets and so forth, and thereafter you breastfeed this baby, boy or girl, you will become the foster mother, your husband will become the foster father, the laws of hijab and parda would fall away. According to the Hanafis and Malikis, they say, وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِ أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ, that even if you breastfeed few drops, you know, of milk, so that will suffice, and you will become the foster mother, provided the child is less than 2 lunar years old. And according to the Hanbalis and the Shafi'is, you, the foster mother, must breastfeed the baby minimum 5 times, then only will you become the foster mother and your husband the foster father. So these are the legal Islamic implications you need to understand.
0847863132, that's our WhatsApp number. If anyone, listeners of Sirius, of course, and Merkaz, wants to sponsor a program, you'd love to sponsor The Bliss of Marriage, yes, please contact our beloved brother Hussein Karim on 066-479-7386. 066-479-7386. If anybody wants to advertise as well, please contact our beloved brother Hussein Karim, 066-479-7386. Ustad, we go to a new listener from Brits. They want to know that what time is the daily nasiha on Merkaz Sahaba? Ustad, from Brits.
Mashallah, if you want to get the daily nasiha, so then you just send us a message and we will give you all the details. 076-731-0686. So in that way there, you save that number, 076-731-0686, in your list of contacts, and just write there daily nasiha, and then you send a WhatsApp message, and that will be to say, just subscribe. One word you will say, and remember, that will suffice, and don't put a long letter and so forth. So for your daily nasiha, and you'll get it directly 076-731-0686. For those of you beyond the borders of South Africa, then +27 76 731 0686. And remember that if you go to my website www.muftiakhosen.net, then you will find all the nasiha there with Allah Ta'ala's help, from number 1 right up to 1275 or so. So mashallah, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the Markaz Sahaba website also, you can refer to www.markazsahaba.com, and you can refer to these websites here. Mashallah, Brother Yusuf Ali, normally in his program in the morning between 7 and 9, he plays out the daily nasiha, so you can listen to it as well. Otherwise, the way I showed you, then you can it directly, and in your leisure time, you can listen to it for the pleasure of Almighty Allah.
Well, sir, let us go to, this is Brother Ismail, mashallah, all the way from Springs. He says, Mufti Saab, I am 31 years of age, Hafidhul Quran, almost farig, inshallah. And he says that, Mufti Saab, please send me the wazifa to find a pious spouse. I want somebody very, very, very pious, Ustad.
Remember, Brother Ismail. Ismail is the one who listens to Almighty Allah. You're already 30 plus, my brother. You must get married now before you get old and cold, you know, my brother. So now you want a pious, pious wife. So to get a pious wife, you yourself must become pious also. You say you are a Hafiz and then you're studying, mashallah. So you know the Quranic verse, Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Read that abundantly, and Allah give tawfiq. You wake up 4 o'clock, up past 4, read 2 rakat, 4, 6, 8 rakat, tahajjud with witr in the ending, and thereafter go into sajda, out of salat. Allah said, Rib maangna hai, beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Allah se manwana hai, and we want Allah to make decisions in our favor. So always be going to sajda, tahajjud time, and say, Ya Allah, Allah marzukni imraatan salihatan jameelatan taqiyatan zakiyatan. Subhanallah, all these titles you can use. Give me a pious lady, a paragon of beauty, intelligent lady. She will make good khidmat of you. Therefore we say, no wife, no life, brother. Get married quickly, quickly, inshallah. 31 years old, finishing up as a Maulana, it seems, Ameen. And is a Hafiz. So I'm sure there'll be many ladies who are prepared to marry him. But he's got one condition, must be pious.
Subhanallah, well said there, Ustad. There's a brother wants to know, Ustad. Say, for example, he gets married and his wife is 27. He's 35 years old. And he says they got married for 11 years. And after 11 years, of course, he loses his wife, Ustad. And he never got married for the next 5 or 7, 10 years. Can he get married again? But this is to his mother-in-law, ex-mother-in-law, Ustad.
You must remember, you say you lost your wife, the way I understood, meaning that your wife passed away.
Gee, Ustad.
So in a case like that, you cannot marry your mother-in-law. She is, you are haram to her and she is haram to you. Surah 4, verse 23, Almighty Allah states, Wa ummahatu nisaikum, and the mothers of your wives. So even if your wife passed away or you divorced her, you can never ever marry your mother-in-law. There's no hijab parda between you and her, provided that there's no hanky-panky business. So I don't know who came up with this idea, but maybe she said, and she doesn't know, you treated her daughter so well, and then she reached Jannat. So now she said, okay, marry me, you know. So Allah alone knows, or you proposed to her. So she said, you then remember, it's not permissible, absolutely haram it is. So you look for someone else, Allah Ta'ala will grant you somebody else. Same advice I gave the previous brother. Tahajjud time, wake up, make dua, and surely Allah will bless you with a pious, good spouse and wife, inshallah.
Ustaz, let us go to an urgent question. Somebody says it three times. He says, Mufti Saab, urgent, urgent, urgent. Is there any way to be forgiven for the sin if one marries a Shia boy or a non-Muslim, but a follower of the holy books, for example, Christian? Urgent, 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 Ustaz.
Remember that once a person marries a Shia or a Qadiani or a Christian or a Jew or whoever, you are living in sin, and every moment Almighty Allah's curse is upon that person there. The only way you can come out from this huge, huge mess is three things you have to do. Number one, you have to repent. Number two, you have to leave that person immediately. You can't procrastinate and delay, I'll think about it and so forth. Shias, the la'anahumullah, are the ones who are cursing, swearing, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. They believe in Muta, Mu'ay Khumaini, la'anahullah, writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail, which I have. You can make Muta prostitution for 1 hour. So all these crazy things they believe in. So 100% they're not Muslim, they're out of the fall of Islam. So Christian Jews, you know about them. So number one, you have to repent. Number two, you have to come out of that mess there immediately. And number three, if that person, that male or female who's non-Muslim, says no, they want to stay with you, you're a Muslim, Muslimah, then tell them fine, they must embrace Islam, and a public announcement must be made. And if that person was a Shia, they must say that Khomeini and his ilk and all of them are out of the fold of Islam. So that is what is required. Then only can you get married to them. Otherwise, remember, it's not permissible. So you have to understand, Islam wants that our children must be from halal children, pure children, a chaste society, not a society like we see today. Freedom of movement, freedom of mingling, freedom of sleeping with anybody, male, female, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve. So all these are satanic activities which have no place in Islam.
We started a concerned mother saying that we're going to do that to start what you just told us, but what happens, my daughter got a 6-year-old daughter from this person, but it's all unfair, Mufti, because he lied to us. So who do we blame?
So you must remember that if he lied to you and so forth, so you must separate immediately. You have custody over the child, and the lineage of the child goes to the mother and not to the father, because nikah to the Shia or whatever, remember, is null and void. And secondly, you also must know that yes, he lied to you, but we always tell you, you must do your homework as well. We always tell you, make mashura, get references. We always tell you to make istikhara. So partly you also, your family will be to blame. But all that is water under the bridge. Look at the future now. Never ever have contact with him. The nikah is null and void. And the child, the lineage will go to the mother. And remember, in future also, he will come and try and bribe you up and soften you up. Yes, 20,000 rand and so forth. So because a person always wants to see his children and so forth. But you must be firm and tell him no, that we are not going to allow you this, because you are like the murtad, a person who is out of the fold of Islam, and out of hatred and enmity you are rejecting Islam.
Somebody says here, for the marital bliss, private post, the listener says, Mufti Saab, how can you tell you are married to the love of your life? I think about my ex every day. It is killing me, Ustad. Yes, it's not fair on my husband, I know. He is a wonderful man, just not the right man for me. Someone please help me or advise what to do. We have 3 children together, and I would never stop him seeing his children. Beloved Mufti Saab.
Yes, sister, you were married to a person from him. You got 3 children. Allah Jalla Wala, after your iddat expired, gave you another husband. And now you allowing all these thoughts to come back to you. He was your first love, and you went with him here and there, and then you had 3 children. They were ups and downs. Whatever it is, Allah knows who's to blame. And then it ended up in divorce. So he might be married, you married. Quran Kareem states, وَإِيَّتَفَرَّقَا, when you are finished now, the divorce has taken place and separated, يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ كُلَّ مِنْ فَضْلِ مِنْ سَعَتِ, so Almighty Allah makes each one of them independent of the other. So it shows that you are allowing all the whisperings of shaitan to come. You are now cherishing, relishing. So once you allow all this, so remember, it will remain and stay in your mind, come in your heart. يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. This is the function of the shayateen in human form and jinn form. They bring the waswasa. So they'll remind you of the good times and so forth and so on. So whenever you think of him, so remember, say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. So you have to fight it and turn it out of your mind, out of your system. Yes, this is correct, that your children, you don't deprive him visitation rights, but you and him cannot have any contact, physical contact, WhatsApp contact, SMS contact, all that must be finished. Now you must make shukr to Allah and be grateful to Allah that you have this current husband and he married you despite the fact that you were divorced, that you came with 3 children. So for that, you must make shukr and be grateful. Not go backwards and start thinking of your ex-husband. These are the satanic thoughts and whisperings of shaitan.
Ustad, the listener is asking if you could repeat that verse, Yughni Allahu kulla min sa'ati, Ustad.
Yes, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us, wa iyatafarraqa yughni Allahu kulla min sa'ati. So Almighty Allah states that he'll make both of you totally independent. That is the husband and the wife. You must carry on with your life and he will carry on with his life. He's not thinking of you, but you are still allowing your thoughts to move and your heart to cherish and relish all these type of things. So the shaitan will bring all these negative thoughts and will tell you that maybe you made a mistake marrying this husband. See Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verses 128, 129, 130. So the verse I quoted is Surah 4, verse 30, but read from 128 to 130, you will find a better explanation there.
Subhanallah. 28 minutes after 11, you are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Ustad Hawik, I am 22 years old. I have been married for almost 2 years and my marriage has not been consummated. What is the status of my nikah? I want a divorce from my husband because the marriage is irreconcilable. Well, I have to observe iddat once the talaq is finalized, Ustad Hawik.
Remember, in a case like this, where you are married for 2 years and the marriage is not consummated, so Allah alone knows that is he ill or what have you. But my advice to you is, you should try and get some ilaj, some treatment, and maybe in that way there, that he can then consummate the marriage. Because even now, if he divorces you, and you claim that you are still a virgin, remember, iddat will be compulsory upon you. You were sleeping with him for 2 years, 1.5 year, whatever the case is. So remember, iddat is compulsory upon you. Once you give, the talaq goes through, and the iddat will be 3 months. According to the Hanafis, Hanbalis, or the Shafis, Malikis, 3 periods of cleanliness. So according to all schools, remember, iddat will be compulsory, even though that the marriage was not consummated, but you were in khalwa, you were together so many the nights and so many months and years now. So therefore, you must remember that iddat will be compulsory. But again, I appeal to you, that rather give him one more chance and tell him to go for treatment, and in that way there, that maybe that things will look go up for him, and maybe he will learn a lesson also, that things will wake up and shake up for him also. Allah knows best.
How fast 11, it's a beautiful mashallah. Tuesday morning, you are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Muftisab is firing, I don't know. I know he's fasting, he must be fasting the month of Shawwal. Ustad, let's go to anonymous sister. Please explain to me how khula works. Can any amount or assets be paid, dear Muftisab?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, for separation and you want to dissolve the marriage in Islam, so there are 3 different ways. Number one is the husband verbally, orally, or in writing, he writes out the divorce, the talaq, in any language, clear-cut words, explicit words, so remember, then the divorce will take place. Second one is the husband, he's trying his level best to save this marriage, and he made all the preparations, he got the stove, he got the micro, he got the fridge, he got the double bed, all the furniture, carpet, whatever you, and now this wife says no, that I just don't like you, I can't stand you, and this, or she don't want to read salat, she don't want to wear modest clothing, and so forth, she's just rebellious and disobedient. So Almighty Allah speaks of it in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 228, 229, 230. In chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 229, Almighty Allah states, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ, and if you fear, husband and wife, Allah yuqima, that both of you, you cannot fulfill hudud Allah, the laws and the boundaries and limits of Almighty Allah, فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ, then remember, is no sin upon the two of you, that she pays a fidya, a ransom, she gives you something in cash or kind, amicably, mutually agreed upon by both of you. But he can't be crazy and tell you you must give a Ferrari and a Porsche and a big building of 5 stories and so forth. So all that is not permissible. So for example, what he gave you the mahar, or he gave you a car, or he gave you cash. So you say you're fine, you want to give back all that, and he will issue the talaq. So talaq will be the husband issues, but he does not get anything in exchange, in lieu of it. But in khula, the wife will give something to the husband, because she is the one who is the one demanding and requesting the divorce and so forth. The husband does not want to, so Islam said fine. Now look at the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language and the Sharia. When you are married and you remain married, hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun, then you are garments to one another, clothing to one another. You see, it's winter, we're wearing our clothing, our jerseys, our coats, and they all are so attached to the body. So when you are married, you attach to your spouse, that you are embracing her, she is embracing you, and you are touching one another. So that is the libas. So that is the figurative meaning there. Second one will be khula, fakhla'ana alayk, innaka bilwadi al-muqaddasi tuwa. O Musa alayhi salatu salam, remove your sandals, your shoes. You are in a holy valley, holy place. So khula means to remove. So you are removing that garment of marriage. So the wife will give something, but only that amount he can request which he gave you. Not go and demand millions and so forth. So that is unacceptable. Third one is the mistake lies with the husband. He's having a string of affairs, he's on drugs and so forth. So then you go to your local ulama and jamiyats, or anybody who you have confidence in, and thereafter they will have a court case, both husband and wife must be present, and thereafter when the husband is shown that he's in the wrong, but still he's stubborn, he does not want to give talaq, then they use their overriding powers, and that will be that they will annul this marriage and call it fasakh. That is now fasakh, the marriage is null and void.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. 26 minutes to 12. I see Dawood Mota. He says, Mufti Saab, I'm listening to the bliss of marriage. He's got another question for Hajj. I think he's really going for Hajj, Ustad.
Inshallah.
Ameen. Mufti Saab, he wants to know, in ihram, can he hold his wife, Ustad? Dawood Mota,
it depends why you want to hold your wife. You want to cross the robot, the traffic light, the stop street, there the traffic is 1 million, 2 million people. So for security reasons, if you want to hold your wife, so that is fine. But if you want to hold your wife for romantic reasons, you tell her, darling, let me feel your tender hands in Mina and Arafat, so that is not permissible, especially in ihram. Quran Kareem states, فَلَا رَفَثَ. When you in the state of ihram, in the state of consecration, then no husband-wife talk, no touching and feeling and smooching and all that, not permissible. وَلَا جِدَالَ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ. No committing sin, no smoking, no all these things that are against Islam. وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ, and there will be no argument regarding Hajj and other issues. So therefore, these are the actions that the people need to know about. So it is permissible that you hold your wife's hand for security reasons, but not for romantic reasons.
Husada, let us go to Dada. He says, Dada Jacob, of course, his name must be Yaqub from Dundee. He wants to know, Ustad, he's 69 years old. His wife passed away when she was 57 years old. And he says, Mufti Saab, I listen to the bliss of marriage every Tuesday and Wednesday with you and Molana Arafat. But Mufti Saab, it's so scary out there to get married again. I want to get married. I want to get settled. I'm 69 years of age, Ustad. What do I do, Mufti Saab?
Baji, when you're 69, 70 years old and you want to get married, then always ask yourself this question, the Kala or the young Tat you want to get married to, she wants to marry you or marry your bank balance. They'll say Dada is a man of substance. Dada is a man with many assets. Yen manse duet is ander manse brood. So now they'll say, never mind, they get married and then the assets will come to them. So you need to be very careful, Dada. You are lonely, we understand. 5, 6, 7 years ago, wife passed away. Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
So all these issues need to be clarified. That you need to tell her openly how much you prepared to spend on her per week, per month. Where will she be staying? Where will she be staying post-death after you pass away? So otherwise, there are huge, huge problems we can see today. So that is, these are the issues that you need to remember. And whenever you have to take a decision, read Dada, Allahumma khirli waqtarli. Oh, Almighty Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let us go, inshallah, for an ad break, inshallah. Yes, for an ad break. I see Dada is saying from Dandi, if I make the condition that she must be like my wife, because my wife passed away in Kent, so move this up, what do I do? Of course, as you mentioned, Kala and the young Tat. Dada, who's 69 years old from Dandi, Ustad.
You can't make conditions. Every person's temperament is different. How will she become like your wife? She never met your wife. She doesn't know your wife. And that will be the fatal mistake you make, Dada. If you get married, now you expect this new wife to be like your old wife. She wouldn't be like that. Remember that. So you have to think properly before you settle down. And I'm telling you now, you won't get a wife just like your first wife. Because remember, today the Kalas also, if they're 30, 40, 50, they're going to make conditions. You have to put so much money in my account and you have to give me a house, you have to give me a car. Lot of stories also they will have. So it's not one way traffic. Therefore I said make istikhara and you think properly about this. Speak to your children as well.
21 minutes to 12. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. We're going to go, inshallah, for an ad break. When we get back, inshallah, from the ad break, yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, inshallah, we will continue and we will, inshallah, get back after the ad break. After the ad break. Yes, it's almost 21 minutes to 12. I'm just waiting for brother Tobella just to come in, inshallah, and of course to play the ad break. Many questions. You can, inshallah, SMS us on 084-786-3132. Whilst we're waiting for our beloved engineer, that is brother Tobella, there are questions still coming in. Yes, you can send us a question, 084-786-3132. A normal SMS message. Somebody's asking, can we send a normal SMS message? Yes, you can. You can. On 084-786-3132 to the international overseas countries, +27 84 786 3132. Okay, we're going to wait, inshallah, for our engineer. What I'm gonna do, inshallah, I'm gonna wait for my beloved, of course, Ustad, who's coming in as well. Our engineer is not in. I don't know where he is at the moment, so we'll wait for him, inshallah. Yes, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. I see we have questions from Hawick, from Durban, from Germiston. I see from Alberton as well. Wow, mashallah, subhanallah, from Alberton as well. Nevertheless, I see my Ustad is back with me. Yes, 084-786-3132. Okay, we'll go for an ad break. When we come back, inshallah, yes, we will continue with the various questions. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Indeed, empowering the Ummah, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and of course, Haji Faisal Asmal, Sirius FM listeners, we are with you this beautiful Tuesday morning, the bliss of marriage, part one. Was that somebody sent me a message now? It says that I was in a relationship with a girl I met in Turkey. She has excellent Islamic qualities, Mufti Saab. We spoke for 2 years and I asked her to tell her parents I want to propose to marry her. She did, and they refused due to me being South African and said she must stop all contact or they will disown her. Should I pause the matter or let each other go on our own ways, Mufti Saab? I really love her.
Remember, when you start doing haram things, then always you end up disappointed. Now imagine 2 years you were in contact with one another, so your WhatsApp or whatever. So all this is unacceptable. Islam teaches us, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا zina. Do not even go near fornication and adultery. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَا. It is something obscene and lewd. So therefore, we need to understand that these type of activities in Islam is not permissible. Now you are disappointed, so what must you do? Finish, is end of the story. So the parents have refused, and you cannot pursue this matter any further. However, one point the parents made that is not permissible. It's not permissible for any parent, father, mother, both of them, to say they are going to disown their son or daughter because of certain reasons. That's absolutely haram. You cannot usurp the rights of the heirs or deprive the heirs of their shares. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of this and said that when a person does that, then Almighty Allah will prevent them from their share in Jannah. Man qata'a miratha warithihi, qata'a Allahu mirathahu min al-jannati yawm al-qiyamah. So Allah will deprive them of their share of Jannah on Day of Justice. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif Ibn Majah. So therefore we must be clear on that. But the parent have the right to say no. So they said no, end of the story. You must sever all ties with her, and she must sever all ties with you.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, there's another question says that what does the hadith say about a man who, without a valid reason, he refuses to approach his wife and of course neglects her, Ustaz, yet he flirts and have sex texts of a woman and is on dating sites, Ustad?
Obviously, all this is haram. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to work that out, that you are neglecting that which is halal, that is your wife, and you're indulging in absolute haram, getting busy with other women, and you are texting them and so forth, and sending all these lewd, rude messages. So all this obviously is haram, and Almighty Allah has warned us about this. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. That, remember, the pure and the impure can never be equal. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. Even though the abundance of impurity, immorality, sending message to this lady, that street lady, that prostitute, whatever, so all this might impress you. But remember, it is a sign of your decline, and you can lose your iman, because when you start leaving that which is halal and indulging in haram, and you start considering the haram to be permissible, Almighty Allah warns us, Fattakullah, fear Almighty Allah. Ya ulil albab, O you people of intelligence, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you are successful. Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 100. So you have option, sister. If your husband is doing all this, go to your local ulama or the jamiat or whoever, and if you call your husband, he doesn't want to change, then you can apply for a fasakh and annulment and dissolve this marriage. Why should you stay tayyiba, pure and chaste, and he has become khabith and impure, therefore he likes the impure and immoral ladies, Allah forbid.
Well said, Ustad, well said. Somebody says, my mother-in-law comes home. She opens my cupboards and takes whatever she wants without permission, Ustad, and says it's her son's house. She will take what she wants, even though some of the stuff I bought with my money. What should I do, Mufti Saab?
Obviously, it's absolutely haram for her to come and take her things from there. Even if you did not buy it, if you purchased it, it's absolutely haram. But even if her son purchased it, and he purchased it for you, and for the household, and for your children, and she just comes and helps herself, totally haram it is for her. For her to enter your room without your permission is not permissible for her. So you need to win your husband on your side, and cement your relationship with him. You need unity of thought. The two of you must be on the same side, same page. And then he must speak to his mother and tell her that this what you are doing is totally unacceptable and haram it is. So then she will knock some sense into her. If you are going to speak to her and he looks at his mother crying, looks at you crying, he'll be caught in the middle and he won't know which side his loyalties must go to. So in case like this, you have to stand up for the the justice, and the justice is that he must stand with his wife and the mother with a great rank and status in place. He must speak to her with respect and tell her that now she's gone right overboard by helping herself and so forth. So that is the duty of the son to explain to his mother.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, is it permissible for a woman to give sadaqah from her husband's wealth without his permission, Ustad?
Husband-wife relationship is such that certain things you must take permission, certain things you don't need permission, and certain things that it is both of you should discuss it. So it depends now. For example, that there are beggars coming to your house, and now you give out 50 cents, 1 rand, and so forth every day, every second day. For things like that, you don't need permission, because it's obvious that a normal husband would not mind that. But every day you take out 1,000 rand, 500 rand, then obviously that is not permissible. Because remember, if your husband did not give permission, and it's his money, so therefore that would not be acceptable. So best thing, when your husband is in a good mood, then you must explain to him the scenario that you don't have much cash or what have you, so it is his money, it's lying around there, and explain to him the virtues of charity. Mention to him this one verse, make a note of it, Surah chapter 63, verse number 10 and verse number 11. Almighty Allah speaks about the last moments on this earth. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Spend from what we have given you before death approaches you. Now the sakarat, the pains and pangs of death have surrounded that person. What will he say? فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب. Ya Allah, why don't you give me extension in time, one day, one hour? فأصدق, I'll give charity. At that time he thinks of charity. Wa akum min as-salihin, I'll become pious. So that is what you explain to your husband, O hubby, that I don't want you to have problems afterwards. So give me that permission that I will give out charity. And the husband can put a cap on it. He will say, fine, maximum 5 rand, 10 rand a day or so forth. So that's fine. Or even 1 rand a day. But remember that you should be giving out charity daily, and that attracts the mercy of Allah and repels all the unsavory conditions and unhealthy conditions.
10 minutes to 12. If anybody out there wants to advertise for Merkaz Sahaba, or you want to sponsor a program, many programs on the on Merkaz Sahaba, yes, you can, inshallah. Just contact our beloved brother Hussein Karim on 066-479-7386. 066-479-7386. If anybody would love to advertise on Merkaz Sahaba, if anybody would love to sponsor a program, please contact our beloved brother Hussein Karim. Ustad, just on your side, somebody from Australia wants to know if they have to get the decoders, and if they send somebody here to get 10 decoders and they take it to Australia, will it work on that side, Ustad? And who should we contact it? Who should do the...
Yes, inshallah, you just send us an email, akhussein@gmail.com, and inshallah, it will work, inshallah, because it's via the internet, or you just get somebody to do some adjustments there. But it's worldwide, so it should be working, inshallah. And you know that you want 10, 20, you can pick it up from here. It's fine, no problem. Just send me an email, akhussein@gmail.com, and we will make the arrangements, inshallah, no problem.
Somebody's asked, is it okay to be intimate when a lady is in a haid? Ustad?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala answers this question in the noble Quran, Surah 2, verse 2:2:2. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيثِ. They ask you, O Nabi alayhi salatu salam, regarding menses. قُلُ هُوَ أَذَى. You tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, it is something impure, napak. فَأَتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيثِ. Stay separate from your wives while they are in menses. It doesn't mean you can't sleep with them. You can sleep with them, but you cannot be fulfilling the conjugal rights. You can't become intimate with them. She, the lady, the wife, must cover her portion that is between the navel and knees, and the husband can touch below the knees, skin to skin, can touch above the navel, skin to skin, but the portion between the navel and the knees that he can touch ma'afokal izar, above the garment and clothing, not skin to skin, that's haram. So remember, conjugal relationship during menses, absolutely haram and not permissible in Islam. فَإِذَا تَطَهَرْنَ Harna. After 5, 6, 7, 8 days is finished, she takes a compulsory ghusl and bath. Then you go to your wife, fa'atuhunna min haythu amarakumullah. You go to your wife and fulfill the conjugal rights. So that will be fine. Surah 2, verse 2, 2, 2, and Surah 2, verse 2, 3. So that is where Almighty Allah mentions the story about the men and the women in menses.
Somebody asking, Ustad, when a woman has a child for her 40 days, shall she do qadha, Ustad?
Remember, when a lady is in her nifas, that is the postnatal, or a lady is in a haidh, that is a menses, the salat is saqit, is waived off. However, if it is siyam, that is a fasting, so then qadha is compulsory. Why the difference? Salat is compulsory 5 times a day. So if there is qadha, it will lead to haraj, a lot of difficulty for the ladies. But you see that the lady now for fasting, she is now napak, impure, haidha for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. So she got 11 months to make the qadha. One fast per month also will be suffice. So therefore Islam said qadha is compulsory for siyam and fasting, but not for so salat, because remember that would lead to great difficulty, and Almighty Allah does not want this great difficulty upon you.
Muftisab, I am from India. Could you please provide references from the Quran Sharif and Hadith on whether circumcision of woman is compulsory in Islam or not? I've heard that it can be harmful and dangerous for woman and can even cause death if not done correctly. Please guide me, Muftisab.
Yes, the hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood regarding that khitanul batabanat, that is circumcision for females, and the Shafis and them say that it is really should be done. Hanafis and them say that no need for it. But remember, according to Shafis and them, it is highly, highly, remember, encouraged. However, 1400 years ago and more, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned the ladies who do so, la tunhiki, that you must not make mubalagha, go to another extreme, where that girl or that lady dies in the process like nowadays. So mutilation of the private part of the female, mutilating like nowadays, that's haram. But circumcision, remember, that is permissible. So we must draw a distinction between the two. One is mutilation and one is, remember, that the circumcision. So Islam allows the circumcision but not mutilation, and that is what leads to death.
Ustad, if a newborn cries in their sleep and is restless when they're sleeping, what does that mean, Ustad? What du'as, surahs can one read to prevent this from happening, Ustad?
What you should do, O mother, O father, make wudu before you sleep at night. And then when you awake, read the manzil, you know, the ayat, 33 ayats of the Noble Quran. Then you blow on your wonderful children and flowers, and Allah Ta'ala will protect them from jadu, sihar, witchcraft. Allah will protect them from terrible nightmares and so forth. So that is what you need to do, and you will see Almighty Allah would protect them through His mercy.
Ustad, we've got about 2.5 minutes to terminate the bliss of marriage, of course, part one. Ustad, where will you be going, inshallah, this week for the Jumu'ah, Ustad?
Remember that, inshallah, our program for today will be now 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, our brother Alphus with current affairs. Then 1 o'clock, Zuhur Azan, inshallah. And thereafter will be my tafsir. So today we continue with Surah Mulk, and that is Surah Tabarak Alladhi. And verse number 7 will be our starting point, inshallah. Then, inshallah, at 2 to 2:30 will be, 1 to 2 will be be Surah Yusuf, verses 83 to 88, so very, very interesting. And then inshallah, that will be 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Sheikh Zakaria in the mercy of Allah, and thereafter Moana Khalid Yaqub from 4 o'clock right till Maghrib, and then the Surahs right till 6 o'clock. And after that, 6 o'clock, Hazrat Moana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah, explanation. definition of ikhlas and what is sincerity. And thereafter, upper 6 to 7, the repeat of today's tafsir of Surah Mulk, that will be verse 7 onwards. And thereafter, 7 to 8, mashallah, business matters by Brother Al-Amin Templeton, very interesting program. And thereafter, that will be 7 to 8. Then 8 to 9 will be technical matters and by Mawlana Bilal Katrada, inshallah. And that will be, after that, will be the Q&A, Sunday Q&A with Hafiz Wadi, the repeat. So that is our programs, inshallah. So regarding my program for this Friday, because my wife is in hospital, make dua for her. So inshallah, tomorrow looks like they will operate on her. So whatever programs I had for Jummah and so forth, I cancelled it because I have to just see what is the condition. And inshallah, we'll make some way nearby, wherever we get a place, inshallah. So make dua for all those who are sick. I think that, what was the name? Amara.
Ji, Amara Khan, Ustaz.
Yeah, Amara Khan also is going for operation. And inshallah, for my wife also tomorrow for operation. And many other people are ill and sick. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant all of them Shifa-i Kamil. And Almighty Allah, out of His infinite mercy and grace, give them Shifa and Afia. And give us also Siha and Afia. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Many listeners are making dua for our beloved Ustaz Abba Fatima. And I think the Baz as well, from Nigel, from Woodbank Ustaz, they're making dua, inshallah, for Abba. Allah Ta'ala grant a speedy recovery, inshallah. Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. We're going to love you and leave you. Up next is the 12 o'clock news with Brother Alphas and Kosi. Of course, from myself and my beloved Ustad, we will be seeing you tomorrow morning. Same time, same program. As-Safina to Ilal Jannah, in the bliss of marriage tomorrow as well, between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, part 2. From my side and my beloved engineer, and the listeners of Sirius FM, and the listeners of Marqa Sahaba, and our beloved Ustad, Allahumma hadina wahdi bina wahdi nasa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.